A Guelph, Ontario man accused of terrorism offences has appeared in court in Brampton, Ontario today. 22-year-old Ikar Mao, who was wearing khakis, a brown sweater and black winter coat, looked around the courtroom. He'll be back in court Wednesday morning for a bail hearing. He's charged with participating in the activities of a terrorist group and leaving Canada to participate in terrorist group activities. Public Safety Minister Bill Blair acknowledged the arrest. Here's what he had to say.
Turkish authorities have alleged that a Canadian detained in the summer had ISIS propaganda on his phone. Can you tell us more about this case and what the Canadian government is doing?
Well, first of all, I'm aware that the matter is being investigated thoroughly and independently by the RCMP. I'm also advised that charges have been laid in with respect to that investigation, and I'm not going to comment on any matter that's currently before the court.
I'm now joined by Phil Gursky. He's a former CSIS strategic analyst. He joins me from Ottawa tonight. Phil, good to have you here on the program.
Hi, Angie.
What is your take on what has unfolded here? We know that the RCMP have talked about this. This is a national security investigation involving the RCMP's integrated national security enforcement team making this arrest. And now we are starting to get some more details about it.
Yeah, and you know, as the minister said, there's a lot of things we need to know yet, but I think it's significant in the sense that we have a case where charges were actually laid. And one thing that many people, including myself, have been saying is that it's really hard to do that in these cases because we don't have the evidence that we can gather in a war zone like Syria. So the fact that the Crown has gone so far as to lay charges under the criminal code for, you know, facilitating a terrorist group is significant. But it must be said here, these are only charges, right? The case hasn't been heard, and we won't know if we get a conviction or an acquittal. But I think it's a good sign that the RCMP and its partners felt they could at least, in this case, get to this point.
Get to this point, and also there's a reach out to the public as well. You know, as they do say, if you see anything that seems unusual, if you hear anything and whatnot, certainly get in touch with us. And I think there's also sort of that reach out now to the public now, as if there's any other information to let them know.
Exactly. You know, who is this couple? They're from Guelph, Ontario. You wouldn't normally associate Guelph with a terrorist group. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, in the wake of what happened in London last week, and it has no relation to that, but when terrorist attacks occur, people become afraid. And I think the RCMP and my former employer, CSIS, you know, they rely on public cooperation and public assistance. So it's a good reminder that citizens should be aware, not panicky, not paranoid, but if they see things or observe things that are, you know, problematic, they should call somebody.
Phil, what kind of evidence would you say the RCMP would have in their docket right now in order to make the arrest and put forward these charges?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's unclear what the Turks have shared, if anything. They were arrested in Turkey in the summer and released. Mm-hmm. It's unclear if they were charged and or acquitted of terrorism. There are allegations that his cell phone has images that are consistent with ISIS. So if we can get into the cell phone and see, are there emails? I saw one report that there's a letter that he had written to his family saying that he is going to join ISIS. Is that a real letter? Is that an allegation? Mm-hmm. So there's lots of information that could be used. I mean, ideally, you want a human source that you can debrief to find out what he was up to. But it certainly seems that we have some kind of at least a minimal critical mass at this point to start with. But, you know, as we know, it'll take some time to get the full story.
So then where are things going to go from here? As they obviously continue, they say investigation is still ongoing, obviously extensive. He will be back in court, we understand, on Wednesday. So what are the next steps? What are they going to be looking at now?
So obviously, as you say, the investigation continues. So they will go over the evidence that they have. There'll be a publication ban, I imagine, once this gets serious, because he has the right to a fair trial in Canada. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the RCMP will do what it can. It'll reach out to its partners like CSIS. It'll reach out to its international partners to make the case as robust as possible. Because at the end of the day, when the Crown lays charges in a terrorism case, they want a conviction. They don't want to go through the motions and get an acquittal. So they'll do the best they can to gather the best evidence so that they can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, in fact, this gentleman was involved in that activity.
I've just 10 seconds left, though, Phil. Based on what we know, based on past cases and something like this, how is that helping? How can that help?
Well, you know, there are many Canadians that have gone abroad to join terrorist groups, and some have killed themselves and killed innocents. So I think there's a good sort of case law there. Mm-hmm. What remains to be seen is, can the courts gain convictions? And on that front, we're not doing that great.
All right. Phil Gursky, former CSIS strategic analyst, joining me in Ottawa today. Phil, always great to chat with you. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks, Angie.